Today's No Sweat News is here for you
Papa
now.
Roach.
The No Sweat News quiz on Friday is for Buck Cherry tickets. So here you go. Story number one.
I thought it was Black Crowes tickets.
Dateline Cincinnati. What's that?
I thought you said it was Black Crowes tickets.
It is Black Crowes tickets. What did I say? Nutcracker?
Yeah.
Ah, I got confused. Black Crowes tickets, the big reunion, July 17th. Dateline Cincinnati for story number one. At 0-10, the Bengals are the NFL's only winless team.
They suck.
6 weeks ago, a fan was so fed up he decided to live on the roof of his restaurant until they win.
He's going to be up there a while.
He's up there 23 hours a day.
Oh, my God.
His name is Jeff Lanham. He's been on the roof. He says he's going to be on the roof until they win.
You're going to be there until January, pal.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then probably till next September because games this year.
Oof.
Up there is a tent. Cincinnati's not necessarily the warmest place in the country. It's kind of it's closer to the south than you think, though.
Oh, it is?
He's got a heater. He's got snacks, a cot, a sleeping bag, and a flat-screen TV so he can watch his team lose every week.
Better than my apartment. What's he bitching about?
Seriously.
Well, good for you, pal.
So he's up on the roof until the Bengals win. We'll see how long this lasts.
Those Cincinnati people can't catch a break.
Dateline, the United States and Canada earn $3,000 a year to smoke weed?
Yes.
That is the subject of story number two. A company is hiring someone to test and review marijuana, and they'll pay up to $3,000 a month to do it.
Okay. Details about this? For a friend, of course.
Interested? American marijuana bills itself as, quote, the most trusted medical marijuana resource online. And they want to hire one lucky burnout to review a wide range of cannabis products from the comfort of their own home and then blog about them.
Hell yes.
Is that even legal in that state?
They'll pay you $3,000. I'm sorry, it's $3,000 a month to do it.
Not
a year. A month, yes. What's the catch?
What?
Well, for starters, snacks and ice cream are not included.
Damn it.
I mean, the catch is you have to live in a state where it's legal, at least medicinally, to receive marijuana.
Oh, right, like Colorado or something.
It's
got
to be legal to get it through the mail because they're going to mail you the weed. You got to be camera friendly because they want you on video, blogging about it.
That disqualifies us.
Is that even legal, though, to even send it through the mail?
If it's a legal state, yeah.
I don't know, officer. I don't know. So I'm going to be all wasted and all over the internet.
Yeah,
great. Okay.
Welcome to the Morning Grab Reef.
Plus, all the weed is free. It's not like they're charging.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's the best part.
If you want to apply for this job, you go to americanmarijuana.org/cannabis-dream-job.
Davey Mack's got a ladder pulling out of his car right now. getting ready to go on the top of the roof of the rat right now.
Dateline Japan for our final story of the day. There's a new hotel in Fukuoka, Japan that has a room that costs just 92 cents a night to stay in.
There we go. I like this.
Fukuoka, Japan. The catch for this 92 cent a night hotel room in Japan?
Yeah.
You have to agree to let them live stream you on YouTube while you stay.
That is weird and beyond creepy.
Kinky, right?
That's strange.
Well, hang on. Now, according to the contract, you are not allowed to do anything lewd or lascivious on camera. And they ask you to change clothes in the bathroom down the hall. So 92 cents a night. I think I might be part of this.
I don't know. Someone looking at you the whole entire time?
The whole time.
Watching me watch television, hit the bar, put on...
It's just your room.
And so you're saying I can't put on, like, an adult channel when I'm there?
I can get in a lot of trouble for that.
Saying nothing lewd or lascivious.
What if there are blankets covering me? That's all I'm saying.
Then it doesn't count as lewd or lascivious. I'm in. I'm ready to go. Even if it was lewd and lascivious. It's Japan. What the hell? I don't know any Japanese people.
Yeah, that's
true. Probably get something for 90 cents.
Let's lascivious it up. What do you think a hotel room is for, anyway? Lewd and lascivious.
I agree.
Lascivious. I don't even know if that's a word, but I know syphilis.
You get syphilis from lascivious. Lascivious.
Lascivious. The hell?
Lascivious. I can't even say it.
I know. Lascivious?
Lascivious. Lascivious.
All I got out of was syphilis.
I need to take a break. Black Crowes tickets on Friday's No Sweat News Quiz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.